You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 39. And yes, I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now on today's show, Tracy Wren is joining me and she is the founder of My Hippie Life Coach. And she's a Christian business coach and a life coach. Now from spirituality through to Christianity, she helps women create and build an honorable online business that serves others while also glorifying God. Now on today's show specifically, Tracy's going to share, if we don't know God, you continue to struggle in your business, surrendering our will for God's will, as well as daily gratitude being crucial for feeling the blessings that we have already been given, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. I'm really excited to be here.
Look, it's wonderful to speak to you about this particular topic and the areas that you want to share today, because I think many of us can continue to struggle. So it's going to be good to be able to hear your insights. One of the things I love to do, and I'd love to do for you as well, is just give you an opportunity to share with us how you were led down the path to opening up this business, working with the women that you love working with. How's that transitioned for you? Was it something you always wanted to do, or have you found that through various guiding, God's led you down the path to opening your business?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. Thanks for asking it. I've been in the marketing industry now for about 6 years, and I have helped a lot of entrepreneurs, small businesses, build their online businesses. And I knew it was something that I was really passionate about, but I didn't create my own business until last year. Wow. And when I started my own online coaching business, I actually started as a spirituality coach because that is what I knew. So being in the marketing world, I was given a lot of personal development books, and I kind of just went into that path of spiritual development and the law of attraction and how I can go ahead and personally grow to go ahead and have a level of success in which I desired for my own business.
Yeah, fantastic. And what were some of the things I'd love you to speak into, if you will, because there may be some people that are listening and were watching today that are working through that, starting their own business and working through transitioning from working for someone else to their own business. What are some things that you've learned that perhaps you can share with others to help them transition? Because I know some people start their own business and then they realize there's so much to do, the marketing specifically, that they think, oh, it's so much harder than I thought. What insights can you share today?
Yeah. So the very first thing that I would say is you must have undeniable faith. You have to have faith, not just in yourself, but faith in a higher power that goes beyond you, to know that it is a higher purpose. It's not just for you. It's about the people that you are truly here to serve and to help.
Absolutely. And I think that, and also we're talking about gratitude and surrendering our will for God's. And of course, if we don't know God, we'll continue to struggle in business. We realize that there are challenges, there are obstacles. There are times when we try something and we fail. And I think when we don't have that faith, it can often be so easy to just put our hands up and walk away and say, you know what, maybe business is just not meant for me. But when we realize, you know what, these are just typical struggles that we go through. But as you said, we have that higher power that we know is there supporting us every step of the way, that really can then have us get back up and go, all right, let's refocus, let's regroup, let's just do this again. So you say if we don't know God, then we'll continue to struggle in our business. Is this something, well, obviously we know that as Christians, but is there aspects that you've gone through that have really supported you, maybe some struggles yourself, that because of your faith, it's allowed you to ride through those challenges and obstacles?
Yeah. So when I first started my own online business, I wasn't using any faith-based principles, nothing from a biblical standpoint. It was all spiritual. It was all my will. It was all what I wanted. It was nothing of what is the true purpose here for us to be helping other individuals with our God-given gifts and talents. And so I would say that my faith was brought about when my true faith, I'm going to say true faith because I've always had faith. So I got pregnant when I was really young and my oldest daughter's name is actually Faith because I've always had the sense of knowing faith, but not the way that I know it today. I knew I had to have faith in myself. I didn't know I had to put faith in a plan that wasn't truly mine to go ahead and to surrender, to go ahead and live out my true purpose, which isn't my purpose at all. I'm just living with what God is showing me and guiding me to do.
Yes. And tell us the differences that you notice, because someone may be listening today who may be in exactly that same position talking about faith. But when you talk about the real faith in something bigger, in the creator, someone who knows us so well because he knit us together when we were in our mother's womb, that's how, and he has our whole life planned out for us, that person who loves us so much. What was the difference when you started to then recognize, you know what? I need to put my faith in him rather than in the standard faith or spirituality that people talk about. What are the differences? What have you noticed?
Yeah, I would say the biggest difference was when I was a spirituality coach, I had this mindset that I would have to manifest and actually work for my heart's desire. So I would have to do rituals and techniques in order to actually get what I knew I was worthy of or what I truly desired, what my heart was calling for. It wasn't until I completely surrendered that false thinking that I had to work and fight for these things that they were already there for me. And all I had to do was take my leap of faith. And every time I took a leap of faith, it became easier and easier and more clear for me to know that those things already exist. I didn't have to fight for them. They're there for each and every one of us. Yes. We don't have to work for them. They're there. You have to trust. You have to believe.
Yeah. And talk about some of the rituals that you did then, because there's obviously things that as Christians that we do, and we do that because we're encouraged to do those. They're commandments in the Bible. But then as we start to deepen our relationship with him, we do that because it brings us closer and there's just this incredible sense of peace and joy that comes upon us. So what are the rituals that you were doing before, and now how do they look in comparison?
So one of the bigger things that I did was have a vision board, and I would go ahead and meditate on this and visualize that I would already have these things. I would force myself into thinking that I had to align with this picture in order for it to come to existence. And it led me down a very a tailspin, really. That's just one example, was vision boards, which I believe it's okay to have goals, right? It's okay to write down your goals and have a positive mindset and work towards things. I don't believe that you have to force your mind into thinking that you have the power to go ahead and visualize these things coming to you from an unknown source rather than just trusting that they'll come to you. So visualization with the vision board is a big technique that I was into, trying to channel, trying to read cards into my own future, seeing others who also would read cards to me, mystical type of things that, it took me a little while to get over that I was so deceived, right? Because I was very blind. I did not know. I was very naive and vulnerable. And I was so pulled into these new age principles that I was pulled away from the truth. I was pulled away from the Bible. I've always wanted to read the Bible. Again, I always had this faith within me. But because I was unknown about this faith, I was able to be pulled into deception.
Yeah.
And I was saved from that when my friend died unexpectedly. Mm. It was quite a life-altering thing for me,
And, you know, one of the things that you're talking about, vision boards, and I think the things that we do, like vision boards, writing down our goals, those are all things that can support us. But when we take away the seeking the kingdom first, when we go to the Bible, which we know is the truth, and really centering our focus on Him first, then we can have it said, it's promised in the Bible, seek first the kingdom of God, then all that you want is given to you. I mean, obviously it has to be His will, but and that's the thing, and I have been there too, let me tell you. I have done vision boards, and I did one that was beautiful, had all of the most colorful pictures, and I tell you what, the several months after that vision board, I think I pretty much went against everything that I'd put on there, and the opposite happened for me, you know. And it was like, what is it? And I think that's because sometimes the enemy does not want us to fulfill our destiny, our God-given destiny and purpose. Because when we do, that he knows that we are going to make an impact in the world. So there's a lot of things that are going on there. But then now, what do you do now as far as really setting yourself up for success from more the real faith-based, the biblical approach?
Yeah, I've surrendered my control. Mm. I pray.
Yeah, yeah.
I pray, I trust, I allow.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yet for some of us who are a little bit more of the control freaks, maybe that's just me, that can be a process, can't it? It can be a process that we're reminded of to do again and again. And, you know, I love journaling. And, you know, I'll often read a passage. There may be a video or something that someone's sharing about that. And then I tend to write down my own thoughts. And just this week, I went back to some of my older journals. And isn't it interesting when you go back and read some of the things that you kind of just shake your head and go, really? It's when we're in that situation, we can't really see, but we really see His hand in growing us and transforming us. That's what He said, the Holy Spirit transforms us so we become more Christ-like. What do you notice about yourself now, your attitude, your approach, now that you are surrendering and really seeking first His kingdom?
Yeah, I would say that my faith has grown so strong that it's undeniable.
Yeah.
It's unshakable. There is no struggle that can come to me that I know is a struggle. Mm. I perceive them to be all blessings in disguise, because if I didn't go through all of that trial and error, I wouldn't be sitting here with you right now with this opportunity.
Yes.
I wouldn't have the opportunity to be doing the one-on-one coaching with my clients now to help them to learn how to fully surrender and put faith into their business so that they can go ahead and live a lifestyle of freedom by using their faith.
Mm. Yeah, and I love that. And I think it's absolutely true. I mean, when we surrender, and I'm going to ask you in a moment what that means for you, because, and the reason we're saying that again, or I'd love you to share that again, is because someone may be listening or watching today, or even the recording, where for them they're still developing, going through that process in really surrendering, is that when you notice that you are starting to more surrender, opportunities, and share a bit about this too, opportunities come to you through your desk, opportunities to interview, as you said, today's opportunity, that you never would have even thought about, which is called manifesting, because it's not even in your realm of thought. Have you found that to be true too?
I have.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see that with my clients, that the number one issue is how to surrender, you know, like you can't teach someone to have faith. And I really, truly don't believe that you can just teach someone to surrender.
Yes.
It's a journey. A personal relationship.
Yes, it is. And that's why I'd love you to repeat. So for you, you said what you really do is you really pray. And I mean, in that process and reading the Bible, and in that process, it really is carving out time to be able to dedicate to that. And I know as business owners, we often feel that if we're not doing the tasks, the marketing, the following up, the networking, all of that, that we're not growing our business. But what you're doing is you're saying, actually, I am going to pull back. I am going to dedicate time to reading the Bible and in prayer as well. Yes?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I truly believe that you have to have that.
Yes.
It's crucial to have that.
Yeah. So what do you then say to your clients? I mean, obviously what we've spoken about today, but do you encourage them to spend time in doing that? Is that something that you really, from a practical viewpoint, say to them, you really, to be able to surrender, you have to create a space in which you can start surrendering. Yes. How do you work with clients?
Yeah. So the need to surrender, like you said, there are a lot of control freaks, right? Mm. They want to have control over what's happening. And in order to surrender, you have to release that feeling of being in control. You have to surrender being in control. Mm-hmm. You have to release it.
Yes.
And so I'll go through a process of just releasing. So when things come about for my clients, it's about releasing that fear, releasing that desire and trusting and knowing. So I'm more or less a reminder, and I can always go to the Bible, but I don't preach and coach from the Bible, and I don't push that on anyone either. I just exist. Mm-hmm. You know, I speak from my heart, and I just speak from personal experience and growth, and from being on that side of the spiritual warfare to coming to this side, to this beautiful, natural, easy side, is just, it's been incredible. And so that journey and my testimony that was on YouTube has brought in my newer, different ideal clients from when I was a spiritual coach to a Christian coach. So someone who is getting on my schedule or trying to talk to me, they already have an open mind about this. How do I surrender the power and the need and this control? Because they already know it within them.
Yes.
They already know that they have to let that go because it's not how faith works.
Yeah, exactly. And it's almost like there's, as you said earlier, there's not just something that all of a sudden you can be. One day you wake up and go, right, this is the way. It is a journey. It is a process, because that's the Holy Spirit transforming us to be more Christ-like. One of the things that you were talking about, you know, the spiritual warfare aspect of that, and I think how that can often show up and how it's shown up for me in my business, and actually what I'm talking about this evening to a group of women, is that often when we do come up against a challenge and an issue or an obstacle, it can have us doubt ourselves. I call it the three dream destroyers, doubt. And doubt is one of the biggest threats the enemy can have on us, you know, saying, well, you don't really have what it takes. Do you really have the skill sets and so forth? And as we know, God has created us with incredible gifts and talents that he uses for his, as you said, for his will and to contribute to the kingdom. So what sort of advice then or things would you say to women and men too who are listening and watching that perhaps have gone through some experiences in their life, in their career, in their business that has now got them doubting that they even have what is that, you know, to take what's possible for them, that they just really don't think, I don't think I'm made for this. What insights would you have to share?
Yeah, I really love that question, because with the doubt comes fear, right? And for me, fear is something that I battled with throughout a lot of my life. I had high anxiety and panic attacks, and so I had to really dig into what fear was. Was fear real? Because I felt everything from fear, but I wanted to really get down to it. And it only took me one verse, and that was 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
Wow.
And I live with that on a day-to-day basis, because it is the perfect reminder that fear is not a part of our spirit. It's not what God gave us. So doubt can't be there unless you're going to allow it. And so that means you're going to allow the enemy to be there.
Yes.
And now that you know that it's the enemy and you're exposing it as the enemy, you have the awareness to not have it there, because you know your spirit is not need of fear nor doubt.
Yeah, that's right. And so any time that fear does raise his or her ugly head, we really can just say, stop, this is a lie. What do I need to, I always ask myself then, what do I need to know? Do I need to commit something to prayer, which is obvious? Often, yes. Do I need to surrender something? What am I taking back control of that I really just need to release to him? And what can I continue to do that I know is part of the strengths and the gifts that he's blessed me with, that I can move forward? It's so much more freeing, isn't it? Recognizing that, don't you find? And that really just releases, because it's kind of like, well, I'm not on my own. I can just, I know what I need to do. These are the things. And one of them, obviously very important, is surrendering. It's far much more in flow, if that makes sense. Have you found that to be true too?
Yes, I definitely feel more at ease and more safe. So with fear, I never really felt security. I find security in my faith. I find safety in my faith. And because of that, I'm able to live out more fearlessly in my life and in my business.
Yeah. And when you have less fear in your life, something I think that all of us continue to not just struggle with, but also hope to achieve, is a sense of freedom. Have you found that too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think everyone wants that lifestyle of freedom, but it also comes down to what freedom really means to someone too.
But because not having this huge weight that, you know, if you don't do all of these things, you're never going to achieve. If you don't sit and, as you said earlier, that you manifest that, there's a real weight to that, because what can often happen then is we've got doubt, but then we also have comparison of what can happen. What are other people doing? Well, maybe I need to manifest more, or maybe I need to do whatever more because the other person's doing it. And we often will reflect it back on, well, what are we doing that we're in this situation? Whereas actually it's the whole where we are centered which needs to change, that will completely transform our outlook, our approach, and our results. Yes.
Yes, I think you said it beautifully. Yeah. There is a quote that says, comparison kills your authentic truth.
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure who said that, but it's just something that's embedded into my head, because I absolutely agree. Because I would find myself, when I was practicing spirituality and I was a spiritual coach, always comparing because especially in the life coaching industry, a lot of coaches like to boast, you know, like what they have, their wealth, their riches, their you know, their fancy cars and this and that. And so you kind of desire and you want that. So then you try to, like you said, manifest more, try to do more of this. And there's all that comparison. Whereas when you're living with more faith, none of that matters.
Yeah. And you can achieve or receive all of those things, because as you said, the abundance and prosperity there. It's just that we need to shift our focus on the things that really matter, and that will give us that true sense of that we're really living our purpose and our calling. Let's talk about something else that often I have not done, and this is showing gratitude. And the reason is because we're moving from one project to another, one level of success to another, that it's like, I haven't got time to be grateful. It is so important. I mean, I know the spiritual coaches talk about this, but it is in the Bible, is to show gratitude is first and foremost. Speak a bit more about why this is so important.
Yeah, I truly believe that when you are grateful for what you already have, you will be given more to be grateful for. And it's come to life in my life. You know, it has come to be true. I've always been a very grateful person, so I feel like things have always really worked in my favor in that way, because from the moment because I've lived with so much fear, I've learned that I needed to have gratitude to suppress the fear until I had the faith to really release it. Yeah. And so I would always start my mornings out with, the moment that I would open my eyes, I would put my right hand on my chest to feel my heartbeat and I would instantly be filled with gratitude because how did I wake up?
Yes.
You know, why did I wake up today? It's another day. It's a new day. Instantly gratitude. And I think when you really start out your day with gratitude, no matter how or where you wake up, just feel that heart beating. It gave me true gratitude. And I think gratitude has transformed a lot of areas of my life.
Yeah. I can so agree with that because I think also too, for me, what I've noticed in becoming more grateful is you're able to see more beauty in nature, in just the smallest of insects, in the fact that even if it's raining or sun shining, there is always a blessing in any particular moment, isn't it? And even I think as Christians, when we realize that there are also blessings in situations that do challenge us, and often it's because the challenges and the obstacles that we work through, that we take to prayer, that we allow, you know, God to transform us, he's building in us a strength that we need for tomorrow or the next month or whatever it is, or even that we can then use as part of our testimony to help other people who are struggling with that as well. So, and I love the way that you've said, you know, you bring gratitude as just a normal course of your day. It's been so lovely speaking with you today, Tracy. Share a little bit more about the work you do and how people can find out more and connect with you.
Yeah, sure. So first, I just want to say thank you again for this opportunity. I really enjoyed chatting with
you're
you
welcome.
As well. I could see that you were so full of wisdom, and I would love to hear more about how you were in that spiritual side. Maybe not on this interview, but we'll have to connect more because I'm really
absolutely
interested in learning how someone goes from the spiritual side of things into the Christianity side of things. Because for me, it hit me through a death. It didn't just come. I didn't seek. It just hit me through in a very unique way. So I'm always curious to see how others transition into the other side of things.
Oh, I can share with you very briefly that. And it really was, God was sort of sitting there going, and this is with all due respect, kind of, are you ready yet? Are you ready yet? Holding on and going, you know what? I'm not releasing the blessing till you actually come full circle and realize that where you're looking and seeking is not the right place. And that's what I have really found, you know, and it's been a journey since about 2012, I would say. I mean, I've always been a Christian, but really diving deeply into the Bible and really realizing just how what an awesome God we serve has been in the last several years for me. But it's an ongoing journey, isn't it? I mean, it's an ongoing journey. I'm definitely a work in progress, as I'm sure we all realize. But for me, I think first and foremost, for me, and this is why I started this show, was to really reconfirm for other Christians that, yes, we live in a world that is a fallen world, and we just need to remind ourselves, you know, that Jesus loved us so much. He gave his life. And that love, I mean, and I think I've mentioned this in another podcast, the love of God is so great. This side of heaven, there's only a small portion that we experience, because if we truly experience the full power of the love that God has for us, we would be crushed. It says so in the Bible. And so many people don't realize just how much they are loved. Yes, there is things that are going on in the world that we just cannot describe. It's just horrendous. But also, you know, we talk about a God that loves us. There is also an enemy that hates us and wants to destroy us. And for me, you know, and I'm so glad that you've come to on the show to share your testimony, that we can share what is truth, what is life, and speak about that, and hope that someone who's listening today that may not know the love of Jesus can hear that and go, you know what, I want to have some of what they've got. What is it? So share with us, how can people find out more about the work you do?
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah,
so if I'm a faith-based business coach for women who want to create and start their own honorable online business. And I say honorable because I help women build service-based businesses. It's not about your desire and what you want. It's about who you would like to serve. So we really narrow down who it is the group of people, and business gurus would say your ideal client. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's this target group of people that you are truly here to serve your unique gifts to, and then create your own business doing that. And so you can find out more information by going to my website, myhappylifecoach.com, and you can check out some of my programs and look at some of the different blog posts too that I wrote on there about God and money and manifesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, we'll put all of the links to connect with Tracy on the show notes. So the show notes will be at ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE39. And if you're listening to the audio version of this interview, we also recorded it via video. So that will also be on the show notes as well, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE39. Tracy, one of the things I'm doing for all of my guests is saying a word of prayer, a blessing before we finish up the show. May I do that for you as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we had today to listen to Tracy's testimony. Thank you for the work that she is now doing to really help people see that without true faith in you, without really surrendering our will to your will and really showing gratitude for even the smallest of things, really is powerful in helping us to transform our lives, transform our business, no longer be fearful, but have absolute assurance in our freedom, in our faith, and of course the impact that we have in the world. Father, I really pray a blessing, a favor over the work that Tracy is doing. Lord, there may be people that are listening or watching or haven't yet heard her testimony that really need to, that they are seeking solitude in something that is fleeting, Lord. And it says in the Bible, anything that is separate from you is fleeting. And so we really continue to pray that you'll take her message, share that with people who need to hear that so much hope and faith and real gratitude is found in you, real faith is found in you. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, it has been an absolute blessing. All the very best in the work that you're doing. It is so important, as I said, to really bring that testimony out there on where we really need to be surrendering, where we really need to be focusing, and the incredible opportunities, abundance, and prosperity that is promised to us when we do. Yes. So thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.